That isn't just the sound of the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE undergoing rigorous strength testing. It's the sound of reassurance. The reassurance of driving an SUV that has been built with such strength and such intelligent safety systems that it can help protect you from virtually every kind of danger. This is what reassurance sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE.
Some equipment described as optional.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
From spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bulls return to practice today as they continue to get ready for Charlotte tomorrow night at home. Yesterday, the team said they've purchased an NBA Developmental League team that will play at the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates. President John Paxson says owning a D-League team is important for the organization.
The other thing is expectations. You know, our expectations of players aren't going to change, you know, from being here or when they do have to. We do send them to the D-League. So, like I said, it's from a basketball standpoint, development standpoint, this is the only way to go.
Joakim Noah has been sidelined by sore knees for the last few days, but he fully participated in practice today and is expected to play tomorrow night. Blackhawks, meanwhile, take on the Devils tonight at home. Yesterday, the Hawks recalled Brandon Mischinter from Rockford. He had 4 goals and 3 assists for the IceHogs this season. Puck drops tonight at 7:30. Bears continue to get ready for Sunday's game against the Rams, but they're still dealing with a lot of injuries. Yesterday, Pernell McPhee, Antrel Roll, Eddie Royal, and Robbie Gould did not practice. Ronis Grassus, Shea McClellan, Jermon Bushrod, and Matt Forte were limited. We're still waiting to hear who took part in practice today. And in hot stove action, the Mariners have acquired Joaquin Benoit from the Padres in exchange for a pair of minor leaguers. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And real-time sports in Elk Grove Village is your home for all the football action, college or pro. They show all the games on over 50 high-definition TVs and large screens. Win a jersey during all Chicago pro games and don't miss UFC fights this Saturday. For more information, visit realtimesportsbar.com. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Julie. And for those coming after me, who buys Ziploc bags online, Spiegel? Right. I was using Instacart, which is a godsend and a phenomenal thing.
Pretty soon, you're not even glad to get off the couch.
That's what it's all about.
That's life?
It's really
And
not.
Then next thing you know, you'll be taking a picture in the woods and put it on Twitter to make everyone feel bad about staying in the house. You're such a dichotomy.
Thank you to our guests today, Rich Campbell. DeMarco Farr, that was interesting at the beginning. Yeah. Paul Charchian, that was interesting in the middle.
Former brothers that play football, or former football players who are brothers. Either group. A tough week for them.
Yeah, those former brothers, man. They always freak me out.
Shout out to Ben Carson.
And Sammy Sosa.
It is his birthday. That's the thing.
Is it really?
Shep wanted to play his thing. I keep telling the Shep to force his sound. Like, play it even if we're talking about something else, because he spends time putting these things together and we don't get to them.
I'm sorry,
Shep. He needs a SoundCloud like Chris Tannehill. Everybody needs a SoundCloud like Chris Tannehill, though.
Mm. Paul Tarchi was on the show.
What was that?
So that's exciting.
That's what I had for you.
Oh my.
Hey, we're not running the board now. It's all you, dude. It's all you, man. You, it's your show. We're just filling in.
We appreciate Rick Camp for being here today. Yeah. And Jay Zawoski for being here.
Yeah, good to see
today.
Campy. Good to see Cam.
Nick Shepkowski, as always. Kevin Zipak helped out. Brendan McCaffrey helped out. Boy, everybody.
Brendan didn't do anything today.
I didn't think so.
I didn't see Brendan sitting behind one board or answer one. He answered phone calls during charge.
He walked in.
Campy walked in.
I still love you, Brendan.
He walked in
when
and handed.
When Zawoski leaves, it takes like four people to replace him.
Apparently so. Brendan walked in and handed.
Get all that poundage together.
He handed Shep a stapler and walked away, and that's why we're thanking Brendan McCaffrey. And I'll thank Rick Camp again, since he's up there twice, and Julie DeCaro as well. Appreciate you, Julie.
This is ridiculous landing of the plane today.
This shift change is brought
windy.
To you.
It's very windy.
It is. Transition, the shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Join their salute to military families presented by Kia and Magellan on November 21st. Batten down the hatches of things on the balcony yesterday. Made sure that the grill utensils are inside the grill, then the grill cover is on.
Take the grill's in Toledo.
Take the utensils.
That's what I was telling them.
Put the grill cover on.
But take the utensils inside in case it gets blown over. Then you got flying projectiles with sharp edges going everywhere.
Kill a damn neighbor.
Yeah.
But it could come out.
I don't like my neighbors. And the
wait a minute.
What are you, Terry? That's why I bought a corn snake.
Stealing his bit.
Wow.
Yeah, but a corn snake and then unleashed it on the neighborhood.
Oh, boy.
Doesn't even like his neighbors. Yeah, holy crap.
Everything's fine. 222 is doing very
well. Oh, you got a second corn snake?
Oh, yeah. 222. Or as my friend says, I should call him 6. But he's from Scott at Scott's Pet Shop in Westchester.
Is that right?
But now he's Oak Park Natural Pet over there on Harlem Avenue.
Does Ruben sort of get that it's
not his snake?
The same snake?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. He knows because he learned a lesson.
Yeah, he knew about his dad's failure of responsibility in that situation.
Right.
Yeah, so he's good now. With
yeah, he's learning.
Well, he'll get used to it.
I'm surprised he's responsible. I'm surprised he didn't
step up to like a ball python or a
no.
something like that.
No mamba.
Still have a 3-year-old.
No, you can't have a mamba. Didn't you see Kill Bill?
Yes, I did.
Okay, yeah, because if it bites your face and then you die.
Every time I see that slushy lemonade-y liquor drink, I always get thirsty. The drink that he made before he got killed.
Yeah.
I have a neighbor issue that I have to ask you guys. How do you let someone know that, hey, I got no problem with you smoking, but you smoke way too much.
Like weed or just...
Yes. Yes.
Oh, smoking weed. Like, well, it's legal now.
It's down. It's way down the hall, too. It's like... We got like a few units on every floor. It's way down the hall. And
contact high?
You go out in the hallway and he's got that loud. Like, it is beating you over the face. Like, as soon as you get, like, you know when this guy has had a tough day or when he just got home.
What time of day, though?
I
think you gotta let all times.
About 2:30.
Wait, what happened? Didn't you have this?
Gotta let a man process his emotions.
You're right. Maybe go roll up with him
at a reasonable hour. Get yourself some noise canceling headphones.
No. No. His weed is loud. Not any noise canceling headphones are gonna stop him from smelling it.
Yeah, I missed the first part of the story.
What are you talking about?
No, but wait a second. What about those University of Chicago guys you used to?
I genuinely missed the story.
Yeah, you did.
Those guys
are but they were different. They were different. There was two really good ones. My guy Tony Antilaco was one of the best guys.
Terry, are those stories of like the drugs and orgiastic sex and everything that was going on?
Women were passed out on the lawn. Everybody loved to experiment with certain things. Not Tony. Tony was always the guy that got us back on track. But yeah, those were kids, and I was in a garden apartment. It was a different feel in life. Now it's like, yo, like, I appreciate the fact that you like to, you know, spark up, but God, like, how much are you going to do?
Yeah. He's got to do it. He's got pain. He's got trouble.
Maybe he's got chronic sorrow.
He's got cataracts.
But maybe he's one of your former football-playing brothers who's self-medicating.
Maybe he's 26, but he has night blindness.
You know the issue, though.
Some of the made-up stuff.
I just don't want people to think it's me, because there's not many young people on the floor, and I'm not young anymore. But I'm one of the people that every once in a while I turn my music up, I hang out, I make sure I'm courteous and I'm responsible. But
you don't. You just don't want. I just don't want them to think that it's you.
Yeah, because the email got sent out. And I don't want anyone.
You're just sort of piecing this together for us.
I don't want anybody to think it's me. You know?
The email from a landlord?
Yeah. Yeah, from well the
from the building owner.
Yeah, the
condo association.
The condo association watches you like a damn hawk. Right.
Yeah, so they were like,
not the hawk.
Yeah, they were like, yes. Hey, we.
What are you doing,
it's,
condo?
It's actually hawk down there sparking up that loud. But I just don't want anybody to think it's me, because then you get on the elevator with people and you're like, is he the weed guy or smell Greg Walker's fists? No, but I'm just saying, like, how do you handle that?
Do you know this person if you see him?
I don't. I know one neighbor, and that's the neighbor to my left, mm-hmm. who has the cutest daughter in the world. She's like 2 years old. I know that family. That's about it.
I think you handle it directly. Next time you see him, or you could knock on the door if you want, you say, hey, man, just so you know, the smell's getting out here, and it doesn't necessarily bother me, but I know it bothers some people.
And I don't want
people to think it's me. Can you cover it up? Here's some things I've used in the past.
Some ozone.
Yeah.
You know, some dryer sheets.
Anonymous care package. You send them a dryer sheet.
Ozone?
Isn't there
a paper towel roll with the dryer sheet on the end of it?
Wait, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't there a high-tech bong that, like, oxidizes it instead of lights it?
It pretty much.
There's your Christmas gift.
I'm not about to buy no high-tech bong.
No, I'm just saying, I believe there's something. There's some
get
sort
him
of
a high-tech bong.
There's some sort of high-tech thing that...
Break out some of that big cash.
That gets it all out for you actually burning
it. Get that bong. That's what I use.
Right. So you're saying there's no answer?
No.
Yeah, the high-tech bong.
I'm not buying a person a high-tech bong.
The answer, as usual, is direct communication.
Right, or you write a note.
Yeah, it's direct communication with empathetic suggestions. Yeah, that's the answer.
Like on Sunday, Saturday for my birthday, I told my neighbors, I said, hey, I'm going to have some people over. You guys are welcome to come through. I'm probably going to be here till about 1:30 in the morning. You know, if you want to come through, come on through.
Uh-huh.
And I made sure everyone knew. We didn't get too loud. Everything was cool. But I feel like he should be telling everyone, hey, I'm about to spark up.
And let me ask you a question. let me ask these guys a question. Dan, Terry, you ever hear the phrase, smelt it, dealt it? Is there anything about this that feels like a little too
don't,
much?
Don't do this.
Protesting?
Huh? Yeah.
protest too much?
Yeah, what do you think, Terry?
That would be an elaborate setup.
It's the long con.
Yeah, it really is. That's an elaborate setup.
Jason gave us the long con in transition today. Mm-hmm.
He will have that bung for himself.
Asking for a friend, right?
Right. Yeah. So Jason, what I'm saying is that
it's legal.
This is why I hate
you. I'm sending you the ozone, and Terry's going to get you the high tech.
I'm going to get you the high tech bong.
There's going to be a guy named Bong that just shows up to my crib.
That's pretty perceptive on your part.
No, it's not. He's being the same bad guy he is for the first 4 hours of the show.
It's like an M. Night Shyamalan ending.
I would watch that one.
Right, it's a long tracking shot up to the door of the front door of the condo. Right, opens,
Terry, this is why
and there
can't.
He is.
Oh,
hello.
That's why
they call him Mr. Weed.
This is why you can't talk to them, Terry.
Yes, yep.
You think you're talking to friends.
I should have gone with Mr. Stash. They call me
Remember
Mr. Stash.
All the time, Terry. Yeah. You put them on your list and check it
put
twice.
Put them on your list, and my list is not very long. I have like four people on it and my weed sales.
What did we do in college? We used to put like a damp towel under the door.
When you say high tech bong, do you mean vaporizer?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's a vaporizer.
Okay.
It turns it into.
Terry's not going to get off this high tech bong idea. By the way, I'm not talking about me. My cigar smell, that's an issue.
Oh, that's worse.
Yeah, my 20 Robustos from Romeo and Julieta.
That's a worse smell than.
But I go outside.
Smell.
I go outside. No, there's some sticky out there that'll make
you
stanky.
You
got a bunch of dudes. If you go into a dude's crib and he has too many mason jars and he isn't from the South, you know exactly what
it's like. It's like dipped in embalming fluid. Like,
no, those are wiki sticks. Right. Hell no.
This is the long version of the guy in the elevator who turns to you and says, doesn't it smell in here? I wonder who did that.
That's not what this. Oh, I hate you. Because now everybody who wants to believe that is going to believe that.
Well,
now.
Well, that's
man,
like,
no, it smelled like this when I got in.
Did
I
you
don't
ever
know.
Read this? I'm sure you've
legal.
Read the great David Sedaris story. About being at a small dinner party at a friend's house. It's like 8 people or something like that. And he excuses himself to go to the bathroom. And they say, yeah, please use, you know, we have the upstairs bathroom. And I heard him actually read this story, too. And it's phenomenally funny. And he talks about the crisis of walking into this bathroom at someone else's house. And there was something left there in the toilet.
Oh, Jesus. What do you do?
So he's
he's running through all of the, the possible.
He's making sure they know that it wasn't.
He's trying to whiteboard the whole thing. I'm like, okay, now, what can I do here? Because there's only certain outcomes and certain possibilities and what people are going to think.
I will be blamed.
Right.
If the toilet is broken, you did it.
And there's like a window. It's a second floor, but there's a window right there. There's like, could I theoretically launch this out this small window?
I thought it was going to be a toilet paper issue where there's just a little bit of toilet paper and you're like, you got to go tell somebody you're about to christen the toilet.
But that's seen in Borat.
If I'm like him,
do you mind if I make bleep your house?
No, make dirt.
Then he brings it, downstairs.
He's got a speaking Ziploc bag full of dirt.
If I were David Sedaris, I would have fixed the toilet. Really tried to fix the problem. Is that what he did? What did he do?
You don't try to fix another person's toilet. Because then you're going to have to pay for it if you can't fix it correctly, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. There's all sorts of liability issues there.
Yeah, all of a sudden you bust a pipe and you should have just took your ass to the porta potty. <Right.
laughs> That's what you need.
Right. You need for parties, Terry. You're a big shooter. When you have parties, do you rent a porta potty?
Yeah, 3 miles away.
It's called a quick trip.
Once you're gone, see ya.
Hey,
busy.
As long as you're 3 miles away already, why don't you just keep on walking?
I was in a couple years ago at a midsummer outdoor wedding when it was 100 degrees, and they had, I'll give them credit, they bought these big, like, gas-powered porta-potties that were air-conditioned.
Okay.
And, you know, multiple stall and, like, full bathrooms on the backs of trucks. But people were, it was so hot that he were actually walking into this truck. But I'm thinking, Jimmy, you're going to do a wedding. That's the way to do it. Instead of just putting up a plastic box up there. Make sure you get the thing air-conditioned.
All of a sudden, you're back in Bourbon, eh?
Oh, no. Right? Post-show, that's the saddest thing in the world.
It truly is.
You're using the foot pump to wash your hands in water that you're warned that you can't drink. You have those big stickers on there. This is not potable water.
Please don't drink the water that's this close to the porta potty.
Right. What hillbilly is like, hey, this water tastes funny?
Half of our listeners. And all
you don't
have
to look very far at Bourbon A, do you?
Yes. A whole line of score texters.
There's a whole line of them. I can't find that guy. Well, just look. They're all there.
And we'll be back at training camp next year. Looking forward to talking to all of you.
Theoretically.
Maybe there will be people there next year.
There was distinctly a drop in attendance this year. We had the conversation earlier. Jason brought it up about the arrow. Where's your personal Bears arrow? And as I look at Ryan Pace's talent evaluation so far in this draft and what Pernell McPhee seems to be.
They play guys who they think can play.
Look, that was the other point.
In the last game, you take the helmet with the green sticker. Now it's your turn. Let's see what you can
Jonathan
do.
Jonathan Anderson out there making calls in the nickel defense.
Why not?
Bryson Jones is sitting his ass next
why
to you, John Fox.
Yeah.
Bryce Callahan, you're better. Sherrick McManus doesn't play a single snap.
We don't know who you are, but you're better than that
Spiegel
guy.
Loves him.
Hey, you're you over there, not Sherrick McManus. Come over here.
I like the fact that Bryce Callahan is not white. I looked over and thought, you hear Bryce Callahan?
Well, this hey,
why do you
that's
like
not
that?
A fact.
Because I'm bringing back the
because I don't like white defensive
backs.
Yeah,
I was about to say, he's a DB. He's got history on his side.
John Lynch on line three.
I don't know, like him either. I'm throwing at him, too. You see, as soon as you see that, Rondé Sean Considine or Tom Zbikowski.
Hey, before we go.
Beat your ass, you better watch it.
Before we go,
shows up with a fireman's test in jean shorts. Oh, my God.
What do you mean I can't take a test? Doug. Shout out to the Zbikowski family. I know you're still out there somewhere.
Former like listeners. Son, 6, 7,
all in jean shorts.
We're leaving because the Cubs are here.
WCUB, you guys suck.
All right, well, speaking of that, we might as well segue into the Cub portion of transition.
No, we're about to get the land the plane motion from Tannehill.
Keep
here
an
soon.
Eye. This Jackie Bradley Jr. rumor about the Red Sox and the Cubs is a real thing.
I'm sorry, I can't think that without thinking Jackie Rogers Jr.
Martin
now my good man.
All right.
I just can't.
A little different looking character.
This
by
is
the way.
A brilliant defensive center fielder. A brilliant defensive center fielder.
Smooth, graceful athlete.
With a $100,000 jackpot wand.
You know what? I'll do it on the podcast.
Good afternoon, you jamokes.
As soon as I hear it, I don't blame me.
I can't get past
I'm
Jackie
listening.
Rogers Jr.
Right. Terry's all ears.
I'm listening.
Gonna be a hell of a podcast.
I'm listening to this. I gotta I got to renew my prescription already for the week, too. So, well, you're keeping me from business.
You forced Spiegel out of the transition with your impersonation. Yeah,
Jason has to get home and deal with his neighbor.
Oh, yeah, his neighbor.
I have this friend.
The shift change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Join their salute to military families presented by Kia and Magellan on November 21st. All right, boys, we'll let you do your thing for the next 3 hours and 42... 4 hours and 42 minutes. I almost shut the show off. 4 hours and 42 minutes.
Public service.
I'll do that for you.
Spiegs will be back at it tomorrow, I think. Maybe.
Yes, Thursday night
football.
Absolutely.
And Blackhawks hockey and maybe a Duncan Keith appearance.
Yeah,
and
man.
Brandon Machinter, and that'll be all we talk about tomorrow.
And so, over Zonders as we get ready for the Bears.
Tomorrow
and the Rams
is Friday.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Right here on the Spiegel and Goff Show, we thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
Keep it here. More Boers and Bernstein on the way on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. There was a rare sellout in Washington on Tuesday night for a Wizards game, and there was exactly one reason: Kevin Durant. Even though the Wizards have become a respectable team the last couple of years, they still aren't good enough to turn the city on. And, in spite of John Wall's protests to the contrary, they don't have a transcendent superstar, the kind of player opposing fans come to see play. Durant is that guy, a great player who should still have most of his career in front of him. He grew up in the Washington area, and he's a free agent this summer. With Durant, the Wizards can contend, and they can draw. If the Wizards ever want to really matter again, they must sign Durant. The team's made it clear it will chase Durant to the ends of the earth. Tuesday was more proof that he's worth the effort. I'm John Feinstein.
If you're not in the threes, call HLP. Attention, FHA homeowners. I'm Ross Tornabene with HLP Mortgage, and I wanted to talk to you about the new Streamline refinance program offered by FHA. It was designed to help current FHA homeowners save hundreds a month or thousands a year. There are little to no closing costs with this program, and it's great because it doesn't require you to get an appraisal, verify income, or have good credit. None of that stuff matters. This is the easiest way to lower your mortgage payment immediately. If you can just tell me your rate and payment info, I'll tell you if you qualify in minutes. It's that simple. If you have an FHA mortgage, you need to call today. Dial 888-59-LOANS. That's 888-59-LOANS. The clock is ticking, and with the holidays fast approaching, who wouldn't want to save money? That number again is 888-59-LOANS. Or you can visit us at hlpmortgage.com. Remember, if you're not in the threes, call HLP.
HLP Mortgage is an Illinois residential mortgage licensee. NMLS number 1171064. 1253 South Highland Avenue, Suite 1, Lombard, Illinois 60148.
Sushi, tacos, burgers, salads. There's something for everyone at Hub 51, Chicago's hottest restaurant. Located at 51 West Hubbard in River North. Hub51chicago.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. Jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Somewhere in the snow-capped mountains of a faraway land is a magical factory where happy workers are busy building the gifts that everyone wishes for. That's right, the Mercedes-Benz winter event is back. Now get exceptional offers on the Mercedes-Benz vehicles of your holiday dreams, like the exhilarating C-Class, the protective GLE, or the intelligent E-Class. Hurry into the winter event now at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer before these dream offers end.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Need some inside tips for picking your Week 10 fantasy lineup? You know those Panthers are undefeated, much thanks to Cam Newton. Whether it's legs or arms, Superman is getting it done. Pick him up along with his buddy from the U, Greg Olsen, and get that pair going together. Speaking of undefeated, you can always trust Tom Brady to deliver with one of his buddies like Gronk or Edelman, but how about Brandon LaFell? After spending the first half of the season sidelined, he's going to start being the go-to wide receiver in New England. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weeklyroundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now, use the code LOCAL, and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Hurry into Lowe's today for a jump start on great Black Friday deals for your home. Like $70 off a Kobalt Mechanics tool set, now only $79. Plus, get up to 40% off major appliances, $396 and more. Don't miss out on all the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Tool set offer valid 11/11 through 11/16 on item 573343 only. Appliance offer valid 11/4 through 12/2. Exclusions apply while supplies last. See store for details, U.S. only.
At AT&T, we're all about the perks, like getting $300 credit per line when you switch to AT&T with a smartphone trade-in and purchase of any smartphone on AT&T Next. That's three perks in one. Get all the perks when you switch to the network with the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time, each $300 requires a port-in, eligible purchase, activation, and trade-in. $100 bill credit within 90 days, $200 trading credit or promo card. Taxes, fees, restrictions apply, claim based only on national carriers' average 4G LTE signal strength. See store for details.
Tomorrow, don't miss the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour with the Boers and Bernstein Show. Join the guys at Trax Tavern and Grill, 833 Deerfield Road in Deerfield, starting at 1. Come on out for a cold Bud Light, check out the broadcast, score some Bud Light swag, and enter to win a pair of Bulls tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station, presented by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Boers and Bernstein.
It's showtime, folks.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A lot of persistent rapping at someone's back door. Probably. And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Boers.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. Matt Miller at 2, second half at 3:30. Zach Zaidman at some point after Bears practice. Got a little news coming out of there now, and it's not good. Brian Billick at 4:40 and at 5 o'clock today.
Hey, buddy.
We will do...
Who you crapping?
Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, The Score. Email us at Boers and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live.
That's a
We are streaming, Shardo. It's 670thescore.com.
Dang!
67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Boers underscore Bernstein. I'm followable at Dan underscore Bernstein. We have boersandbernstein.com and the radio.com application for your mobile device. Bring the show with you. You can like it. You can hate it. You can do whatever you want, but it's there. The producers today, Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
Thank you very much. Was that Baldy McPherson? What was that?
McGrindy.
Let's go to, okay, enough of the Gillette, lose it.
That was quite a coupling, those two. Man, memories of that are so rich. So rich. He is the suit.
Chris Tannehill.
What do you think about Kyle Orton possibly being offensive coordinator? He was such a great game manager.
Kyle Orton's an amazing offensive coordinator.
Nice.
I don't think so. He is Captain Indestructo. I don't think so.
No. Well, yeah. So Alshon Jeffrey is back on the injury report.
Yeah. Now you know what?
They say tweaked his groin.
Tweaked his groin. Groin.
And did not practice. Hey, that's the last thing they need.
Those games were sort of painful when he's not there. They're a little bit, even though Marquise Wilson had a game or two here. And going against a really good defense, and not much else, by the way. I don't think Nick Foles can do anything to you if you left the field. So, that part of it's all right. Stopping Todd Gurley, I don't know, we'll see. But you don't have much offense without him, or am I missing something?
You got without Eddie Royal and without Alshon Jeffrey, no.
Eddie Royal's hurt too still,
right,
isn't he?
Right. Yeah, no, that's really bad if he
can't.
That's
thin.
That's it. I mean, you understand why they were dogs to begin with, and then that's trouble.
Oh, I fully understand why they were dogs. Yeah, it's difficult, man. You go on the road on a Monday night, and then you come back and play another road game the following Sunday. That's rough.
Sound like John Fox. Oh, it's difficult. It's always difficult. Anytime you try to do anything, it's difficult. It's always hard, you know. It's all a problem.
Thanks, John.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The GM meetings in Florida are wrapping up today, and there hasn't been much action, at least not yet. Cubs president Theo Epstein joined Spiegel and Goff yesterday. He says the Cubs are going to be very careful before making any moves.
Or it might come from, you know, giving up a huge, you know, a huge chunk of your young player inventory or your farm system, or just eroding all that depth, and then you're in a position where you don't have the talent you want coming in future years. Or it might come taking away from your big league club in order to add to a different piece.
The Cubs' Crane Kenny also confirmed on the Score yesterday that the Cubs will start their own television channel in 2020. Elsewhere on the hot stove, A.J. Pruszynski agreed to return to the Braves on a one-year deal, according to Ken Rosenthal. And the Mariners have acquired Joaquin Benoit from the Padres in exchange for a pair of minor leaguers. Blackhawks will host the Devils tonight at the United Center. Everyone present and accounted for at the Hawks' morning skate today, including Brandon Mischinter, who was called up from Rockford yesterday. With Duncan Keith and Michael Roosevelt expected to return from injuries soon, the Hawks will have some decisions to make on who to keep up and who to send to Rockford. Hawks and Devils tonight at 7:30. Corey Crawford gets a start in goal. Bulls practice this morning at the Advocate Center as they prepare for tomorrow night's matchup with Charlotte at the UC. Joakim Noah was a full participant. He's expected to play against the Hornets tomorrow night. And the Bears were practicing this morning as well at Hallis Hall ahead of Sunday's matchup with the Rams. Bears are making some progress with the injuries, although Alshon Jeffrey did not practice. He tweaked his groin yesterday and sat out today. Eddie Royal and Pernell McPhee also watched from the sidelines. But Aronis Grassou, Matt Forte, Jermon Bushrod, Antrell Roll, and Shea McClellan all practicing today, though they were limited. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin. November sales event going on now. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
You know, it always seems like a guy, too, that you have to make a decision on. You have to make a decision whether you want Alshon around for long term. Now, you got to put this all through your mind, all the stuff that's happened.
Mm-hmm. They've mentioned the team has talked about his soft tissue injuries.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. I mean, I know it's bad without him. But maybe the rook we've never seen is good. I don't know. All I know is that this makes it very difficult, particularly if this thing lingers, like some other things seem to linger with him.
I mean, he's
pretty much careful about not coming back before it stops, for sure. And to me, you know what? John Fox is right. It's a problem. He's right. This is a problem.
If you, when you can't trust a player to stay out of the trainer's room, no matter how talented and how important, that trust level becomes something that is with that kind of financial commitment, and you think about that, the importance and how your offense is planned.
Yeah.
And usually your quarterback is your limiting factor, but if and what he does to make Jay Cutler good, how much better he makes Cutler because of the types of passes he throws. You know, and then you start into your week and you start game planning. It's great. Now you're throwing to Cameron Meredith? Come on.
I don't think he knows who he is. He's thrown to him once, I think. And then, you know, I mean, look, you can survive with just about nobody out there as they did the other night, as long as Alshon is out there. Mm-hmm. You can survive against I almost said something bad about there's nothing really good to say about him. It's a game you should have won and you did. But I mean, I watched enough of those weeks without him to just know that you're sputtering and stuttering and going nowhere. And look, this is one of those teams you're not going to run over either. You're not going to run them over. I know you want to.
Even with your jumbo packages, your double tight ends and everything you've done before, and you just slant the line in one direction and just try to bowl them over, you're not these guys.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. No, not this team. So, I'm I guess every wide receiver goes through a spell where he's hurt probably. There's probably times where it just seems like everything's piling up and he's hurt and then he can't play, and it's a noticeable difference, particularly on this team. I mean, I'm not sure. It's not that I'm mad at him. You know, I'm not mad at him. It just is a fact that when I'm trying to figure out a whole lot of money in a contract, what am I doing? Am I doing the right thing?
And what are you getting?
Doing the right thing? If I say, I don't care about this, that, and the other thing, it's kept him. I don't care. Yeah, we got to have him. Okay? But you don't want to have him in year two of this if it's like this, or even year one.
There's a lot of inherent risk now. There's a lot of
there
risk.
There sure is with wide receivers, isn't there?
No, I'm not globalizing. I'm saying with Alshon Jeffrey specifically.
Yeah, there are wide receivers in general have had a rough year.
Yeah, but Alshon Jeffrey, it's not like these are a broken ankle or a concussion.
No.
This is happening in practice.
I know.
These are
in practice, hasn't it?
Yes, these are pulls. This kind of thing is different. It's different with him, and it's been his whole career. Even in college, it's been like this, and he has been in shape. But if he's got some electrolyte imbalance or whatever is making him prone to some of this stuff, I don't know what it is. And nobody seems to know.
No,
they try, but they don't know.
Yeah, it just makes it, you know, a decision that's easy. Even the easy decisions aren't that easy in the NFL, are they?
No, we'll talk to Matt Miller at the top of the hour. He's always been a big Alshon Jeffrey fan, and maybe he can give us a little bit more enlightenment as to what some of the risk-reward is in making one of the... Maybe you have some kind of contingent commitment to him and just put something in the contract where you've got de-escalators for number of games missed, although he would never agree to that and probably end up signing elsewhere for a contract without it. I'm not sure what you're doing. There's got to be some way to creatively protect yourself, I would think.
Anybody sign a contract with de-escalators in it?
No, I'm just trying to think outside the box.
Outside the box to get something to keep him here, but not have to, like, you know, because he's expensive.
Yeah, the diminished skills clause or something. It's like, look, if you don't meet these minimum numbers of games played and some minimum performance things, then we're not going to commit. But some team isn't going to worry about that. Some team is just going to give him whatever he wants.
They're going to look at him and say, well, whatever it is, we'll fix it. And he'll be here and he's going to be rich one way or the other.
You know what I couldn't believe today, too? That looking everywhere, why? And I asked this yesterday and I thought it would kind of end, but you know, we were guilty of it here. What did people expect Ricky Renteria to do or say? It's like, is this really some sort of...
It's not 87 paragraph story.
My God.
It's not, no.
Like a full story in a sidebar just because he isn't mad at the Cubs? What did you expect?
And let me ask a question. For anybody out there writing this, what would it look like if he were? If that's the tactic he took, the stance he took, that, I hate them and I hate the whole idea and I hate Jed and I hate Theo and I hate them all.
Yeah, some grave injustice that's broken baseball's unspoken code.
Yep. I thought the same thing. That was an awful lot of coverage to say that he's not mad. I mean,
what did you think was going to happen?
I don't know. Did you really think Ricky Renteria was going to torch the Cubs?
I don't know. It seems like people.
It seems like they did, didn't it?
Or it betrays a feeling among those writing it that they feel somehow, and we read that at the time.
Oh, boy, yeah.
The Cubs screwed this guy. What? Look at this.
I know.
The ruthless Cubs. They don't care. They're not loyal to anybody. They move managers around. They don't care. They fire Dale Swain. They fire Ricky Renteria. What's wrong with it? So are you actually trying to punish the Cubs again and make it look like Ricky Renteria is somehow taking the high road and the Cubs didn't? The Cubs did.
Yeah, I think you. I guess that when you write so much, you were looking for it, and then they set aside. You say, "Okay, we got him. Okay, well, maybe he's a story. So let's write it." All right. Well, that was like paragraphs and paragraphs of nothing. He didn't. I mean, if I'd have thought for a second that he was going to say something, I would have said, "Oh man, this is going to be good. This is going to be good." Why would you do that? You get a brand new gig. You want to look like the biggest ass wipe on the face of the planet over something that you lose out to the best manager in a game? Does that put you in good baseball stead?
I don't know. I found it odd that was really, yeah. that was your sort of lodestone story of the day. Ricky Renteria not embittered, not torching Cubs, not scorching the earth as he comes back to town. That just wouldn't make any sense.
No.
And the fact that Joe Madden did reach out to him and he responded and they had a...
And actually, I think you probably, if you want to be that guy, you could take something in fact that all he got back was a text. Renteria never called Joe, he just texted him.
All right, well, that's what he wanted to do at the time.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Maybe when you see that, you figure, oh, now that he's here, now we got a chance because he was clearly something was going on there. But, you know, I don't know that that's true. And watching him from the little time that we had, I didn't think he was any of that kind of guy. No. There's certain kind of guys that are always going to feel that somebody's out to get him, the game's out to get him, the boss's out to get him, whatever. And after something like that happens, but not a guy like that. I didn't think he was. I saw that right away. Okay, so he texted Joe back at the time, as I recall. Didn't call him back. Mm-hmm. He just texted him.
Yeah, said thanks.
So, you know. I mean, I think Joe's phone was probably ringing like crazy. So it's just as well to say, hey, congrats, man. No hard feelings, and we're good.
Yeah, no worries. See you down the line. That's all. Orson Bernstein, Matt Miller at the top of the hour on The Score.
Your weekend kicks off tonight with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. This time it's the Bills and Jets battling it out in primetime. Who'll come out on top? Football starts here tonight on NFL Network.
At AT&T, we're all about the perks, like getting $300 credit per line when you switch to AT&T with a smartphone trade-in and purchase of any smartphone on AT&T Next. That's three perks in one. Get all the perks when you switch to the network with the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time, each $300 requires a port-in, eligible purchase, activation, and trade-in. $100 bill credit within 90 days. $200 trading credit or promo card. Taxes, fees, restrictions apply. Claim based only on national carriers' average 4G LTE signal strength. See store for details.
Hurry into Lowe's today for a jump start on great Black Friday deals for your home. Like $70 off a Kobalt Mechanics tool set, now only $79. Plus, get up to 40% off major appliances, $396 and more. Don't miss out on all the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Tool set offer valid 11/11 through 11/16 on item 573343 only. Appliance offer valid 11/4 through 12/2. Exclusions apply while supplies last. See store for details, U.S. only.
Somewhere in the snow-capped mountains of a faraway land is a magical factory where happy workers are busy building the gifts that everyone wishes for. That's right, the Mercedes-Benz winter event is back. Now get exceptional offers on the Mercedes-Benz vehicles of your holiday dreams, like the exhilarating C-Class, the protective GLE, or the intelligent E-Class. Hurry into the winter event now at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer before these dream offers end.
Complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Donate your car
vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one. There's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does the thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
The Home Depot has the new Swiffer Air Filter, just $13.97. The best name in removing dust from the surfaces in your home now removes dust from the air in your home. And it's certified asthma and allergy friendly. So, let's take a deep, clean breath. Let's do this with the new Swiffer Extreme Dust Collector, just $13.97. At the Home Depot, more saving, more doing. For all 16 sizes, visit homedepot.com/Swiffer. While supplies last, U.S. only, see store for details.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I think we're going to be able to you know, open things up a little bit. We haven't really been able to attack down the field. You know, a lot of our guys, you know, Q's tried to do a good job with what we asked him to do. I know Alshon's a special cat. I mean, the way that he goes up and gets the ball, it's rare to see. I mean, I know there's a few guys that can do it, but it seems like a contested throw, he wins a lot. So, like Gro always would say, you know, he's an above-the-rim player, and there's not a lot of those guys around the league.
He'll be somebody's head coach next year at this time. That's Adam Gase. And I know it to be true. I get a lot of people saying, well, how do you know that? Well, because sooner or later, guys who are in his position and who do clearly a nice job wherever they've gone to, he's already been sitting in the Niners seat if he wanted it. He's done absolutely nothing here. Nothing here to deserve any demerits in any way, shape, or form. He's created something that actually looks like an NFL offense. A lot of time it sputters like every other offense does because of injuries or whatever. But that guy is going to be a head coach if he wants to be, because there'll be openings. And somebody will say, you know what? He's really good with that offense and that quarterback. I like that system. I like what he does. I like his handling of people.
Yeah, I tend to agree, even though Hub tried to talk that down.
No, I'm gonna spank Hub. Well, not horny Hub, though. No, not that one. No. How many good candidates do you really see that you say to yourself? You watch a lot of NFL. What do you see? You see a guy that's wandering around out there, you say, that's a good candidate for to be the boss? I don't. I see a lot of guys that recycle LeBron on their bet being offensive coordinator or whatever. They're not candidates anymore.
Yeah, I was clicking around the other day, and I saw Norv Turner on a short list already for a head coaching job.
That's
been proven. We know the limitations of Norv Turner. Mm-hmm. And you have him run your offense, and life is good, and that's it.
And Wade Phillips.
We know these. Yeah, it's great.
Run your defense.
We know exactly what they can do and exactly what they shouldn't do, and that's well established.
Period.
Right. It's all good. But I think Adam Gase, especially because of his age, people love the younger guys, and don't rule out the fact that there are college openings too. Some perhaps very enticing, very lucrative college openings, and some guys might find that to be a better fit as well. See, to me, it's also in large part the sheer number of openings and amount of movement. You can't tell me. And this is, for me, why this adds up to 100% Gase is gone.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm at 100%.
And the reason why I think that is because there's just too damn many jobs open and not enough good candidates. He's an established, vetted, experienced candidate who was ready to take over an NFL team. You're telling me who wants this job? At this point, in this anomaly of years with the number of openings that there are going to be, and there already are in college, number of phone calls already being made that we've discussed at length, you don't think he's going to get a job now? Why wouldn't he?
Right damn now.
Email here from Matt, who says, Jeffrey's soft tissue injury history is long talked about and possibly true, though we need a little perspective. In his first three seasons, he missed 6 games. That's 2 seasons with 16 games played and over 85 catches each. Off the top of my head, guys like Calvin Johnson, Julio Jones, and Dez Bryant have all missed time over the years, and it's really hard to say they're not worth the big money they received. Alshon Jeffrey's 25. He's the only proven playmaker on a team that's on the right side of his career arc. Even if Kevin White, steel rod in his leg and all, is everything a 7th overall pick should be, you still need another top flight receiving option in today's NFL. Yep. Unless there's an impending cap crunch I don't know about, Alshon deserves his long-term deal. The $39 million that T.Y. Hilton got should be the starting point, since Jeffrey's a better receiver. Yeah, that's why the reality is he's going to get his money. That's another thing.
Whether it's here or somebody else, he's going to get paid. Yeah, he's going to get paid. I just worry about it a little. That's all. Adam Gase, I do not.
Max says, Hub talked about this last night. So the Bears will be solid at wide receiver next year, assuming they re-sign Jeffrey, have a healthy Royal and Kevin White. But Alshon and Royal can't stay on the field. We have no idea how White's going to be after his injury. It is all a problem.
I don't know either. I don't know how many guys have had that injury and how many guys are running around with a steel rod in a speed position. I don't know.
And on the Renteria thought, Jose in Deerfield says, you've seen many coaches, managers in town, all over the world of sports, have been fired for whatever reason it may have been. Have you ever seen someone garner the sympathy as Renteria had? Where everybody seems to be writing about it then and now? Renteria managed the Cubs for a season. He's treated like he's been on the job for over a decade and won multiple titles. Theo Epstein accelerated the Cubs' plan this past season, and parting ways with Renteria was the start of it.
Yeah. I don't it's bizarre. Get it, and I didn't get it then.
I had no idea people liked Rick Renteria, could even identify Rick Renteria. That he sort of earned this kind of coverage. Well, let's finally hear from the man himself. What? I'm not interested. I'm really not. I'm much more interested in the Cubs' actual manager.
The chance to hire... if not the best manager in baseball, he's sitting at the table. He's earned his spot at that table a long time ago by all the way he handles things, including inner and out, all the stuff he handles brilliantly. I mean, if you've got a chance to hire the guy, one of those 4 or 5 guys that sit at that table, you don't care.
Right.
You take him.
In Elk Grove, John is on WSCR.
Yeah, you know, real quick, I would have loved to have... the White Sox go after him, you know, instead of the Cubs. But these people with Rick Renteria, that's crazy. My question
he wouldn't is have, about... He wouldn't have come to the White Sox.
Well, yeah, I know that. But I'm just saying it would have been... In my dream world, that would have been awesome. But my question to you guys was about Sean Payton. There's a lot of rumors that he's coaching his last year in New Orleans. Is there any rumors or anything going around that he might come to the Bears because of the connection with... the general manager and
to do what?
To be the coach.
A head coach?
Yeah.
No, the old Foxy's not going anywhere.
No.
And Sean Payton has made it known that he's listening to everybody. He's not at least a bit bashful. He doesn't care if you're college or pro. What do you got? I'm listening. No, you're right. His days are numbered in New Orleans. But the Bears ain't going to fire old Foxy because you know why? Sean Payton, I don't believe, is the son of a Navy SEAL who isn't the son of a Navy
right.
SEAL.
He's not. He's the stepson. Well, the second stepdad.
Yes.
He had the first dad when he was John St. George, and then he was John Hutchinson, and then he decided that he liked this stepdad better. He's going to be John Fox. It's like a baby bird imprinting.
Right? No, he's not going anywhere. And Sean Payton, look, there's an overwhelming evidence that everybody knows what kind of guy he is, and not many people like him. But they can also see what he can do. And he's done it for a long period of time. Granted, he's had one of the better quarterbacks of this generation, but I think that his offenses are pretty clever, pretty nicely done. I mean, he was doing some of the stuff before I saw other people doing it. Now I see everybody doing this kind of little rub and all that stuff. But, I mean, he's been doing this stuff for a long time. Is he a great guy you want to work with, and every day when you're working with him, you want to make sure you get? No. No, not really. No, he's really not much of that way. But that's a guy, too, that's going to land the head coaching job. And anytime you see turmoil offensively in the NFL and they can't get anything right, you think the Titans would like them to take over Mariota?
Yes.
Lions and Stafford?
Yes. Ideally, he replaces Gase as your offensive coordinator and off you go, but that ain't happening.
That's not happening.
No, what's happening is Matt Miller joining Boers and Bernstein next. He's good. Keep it here. You got the score.
Bears fans, up next, the Bears are on the road in St. Louis to take on Jeff Fisher's Rams. We're talking about it on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Hurry into Lowe's today for a jump start on great Black Friday deals for your home. Like $70 off a Kobalt Mechanics tool set, now only $79. Plus, get up to 40% off major appliances, $396 and more. Don't miss out on all the great savings happening right now at Lowe's. Tool set offer valid 11/11 through 11/16 on item 573343 only. Appliance offer valid 11/4 through 12/2. Exclusions apply while supplies last. See store for details, U.S. only.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
The Home Depot has the new Swiffer Air Filter, just $13.97. The best name in removing dust from the surfaces in your home now removes dust from the air in your home. And it's certified asthma and allergy friendly. So, let's take a deep, clean breath. Let's do this with the new Swiffer Extreme Dust Collector, just $13.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For all 16 sizes, visit homedepot.com/Swiffer. While supplies last, U.S. only, see store for details.
At AT&T, we're all about the perks, like getting $300 credit per line when you switch to AT&T with a smartphone trade-in and purchase of any smartphone on AT&T Next. That's three perks in one. Get all the perks when you switch to the network with the nation's strongest 4G LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time, each $300 requires a port-in, eligible purchase, activation, and trade-in. $100 bill credit within 90 days. $200 trading credit or promo card. Taxes, fees, restrictions apply. Claim based only on national carriers' average 4G LTE signal strength. See store for details.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430. 1-800-726-1430.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Looking for a little Friday night action?
Sounds excellent.
Never fear, McGarrett's here.
Let's move.
Five low.
When there's peril in paradise.
So what do we got?
Arson.
I got blood.
He was cooked to death.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Count on 5-0.
Somebody dies, that's when we go to work.
Alex O'Loughlin, Scott Kahn, Daniel Day Kim, Grace Park, and Chai McBride.